This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've been looking at America's low birth rate from several angles this month. A recent government report shows that the country's birth rate in 2017 was below the threshold for replacing the number of people dying. The birth rate for some groups, including Hispanic women, are converging with the lower rates among white women. Today, a discussion of demographics with Jack Goldstone, George Mason University professor of public policy. He spoke with Marketplace's Sabri Benashour.
What we see with regard to fertility, it's very much a question of desired lifestyle. We see more and more women, whether they are immigrant, minority, seeking to pursue a situation of greater autonomy and greater participation in the workforce. And the more women engage in the workforce, the more they develop career ambitions, the fewer children they tend to have.
Do we actually need a stable or growing population?
It depends on your goals. If you want to have an economy that's fast-growing and competitive, you need more young workers, you need more high-skill, top-of-their-game, energetic entrepreneurs and workers. And to get those, we need either higher birth rates or more generous immigration policy.
There are people out there who complain or are fearful of immigration because they say or are afraid that it in some capacity might take jobs from Americans. But you're pointing out that we need immigration to fill the gap in our fertility rate.
If our unemployment rate was still at 10%, I would say, hey, maybe it's time to hold the line on immigration. That's not the world we live in. We're living in a world where the biggest problem of employers is finding people to do the jobs that are open. It's also the case that our population is aging. The more young people, in a sense, the faster we grow. And we're in a world where young people who can be productive workers are the new scarce resource. More than capital, more than oil, more than rare metals, productive young people are going to be the key to growth.
Jack Goldstone, a professor of public policy at George Mason, speaking with Marketplace's Sabri Benashour.